Doug Everett is a commissioner on the Georgia Public Service Commission, which regulates telecom companies. Everett had wanted a private telephone company which was delinquent on paperwork to donate to the Atlanta chapter of the nonprofit CareNet, rather than pay a $10,000 fine it owed the state. Everett says he learned about CareNet through his wife's work.
They have adoption education. They bring in the young man who's the father of the child. And they have an Earn While You Learn program. It's sexual integrity and abstinence education in prenatal and parenting classes.
Watchdog Group said the request violates the state's constitution and was a conflict of interest due to Everett's wife volunteering at the charity. Debbie Seagraves heads the Georgia ACLU.
It's not really about it being a religious organization. It's about diverting funds based on someone's preference, someone's pet charity. There's no process in place that ensures transparency and non-discrimination.
Georgia's attorney general called Everett's request well-intentioned, but unconstitutional on grounds no state agency is allowed to divert funds to charity groups. Everett said that was news to him. He said the PSC has used funds gathered through fines in a similar manner for years. He added the Salvation Army is one charity that has benefited from such funds.
These other groups, they will now be getting hurt because of the ruling by the attorney general. And so those are the people that I feel sorry for.
Lauren Kane, a spokeswoman for the Attorney General, said Everett's latest request was the first time her office was called upon to advise on such giving. Everett has accepted the Attorney General's opinion, but still defends the request and the charity he attempted to divert the money to.
Tell me when it's not appropriate to talk about Jesus Christ. I don't care what you do, it's appropriate to talk about Jesus Christ, but they don't talk about it. My wife is standing right here, and she said they don't do that. But you know, if they don't do it, I wish you would. I'm a strong Christian. I believe in Christianity. I'm not an atheist. And I would hope that they do talk to these young people about Christianity, and I hope they would talk to them about abortion.
The $10,000 fine will now go to the state's general fund. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.